All right, we're live. Welcome to the Crunch Time Podcast. The Steelers push past the Browns 38-7. Jumbo Joe Thornton leaves the Sharks after 15 seasons and the 76ers to trade Ben Simmons. And it's also time for the MLB World Series. All of this and more coming up next. The music didn't play. Oh, well, we're just going to have to go without the music. All right, ready? Oh, because it's turned down. All right, ready? 3, 2, 1. Why are we going? Oh, never mind. All right. We're just going to cut this out of the podcast. Welcome to the Crunch Time Podcast. My name is Ian Connolly. Thank you so much for being with us here tonight on this Wednesday evening. Colby, Cameron, Ethan, how are we feeling tonight?
Pretty good.
Bueno.
Could be better.
All good things. We have so many topics coming up with you here today. Major sports in the United States of A. Coming up in the NFL, NHL, NBA, and MLB. Everybody knows the rules on this debate show. We have our beginning rules here that will get you 1 point for every debate. One, and then we'll move into our lightning round that will get you 2 points per. And then we will go all the way into our final round, which will get you 3 points if you win it. And the winner of the entire debate gets to talk on whatever they want. And maybe Cameron will talk about NASCAR. Is it actually a sport? He would absolutely tell you that it is. But let's just get right started here and going and picking the biggest Pittsburgh sports of the weekend. The Steelers absolutely destroyed the Browns 38-7. James Conner had 101 yards and a touchdown. Big Ben's 162 passing yards, one touchdown, 63.6 completion percentage. And however, some very bad news on the defensive side of the ball. Devin Bush is done for the year with a torn ACL. Devin Bush has had so much of a great impact on the Steelers' defense. And the topic here today is, what are the Steelers going to do to replace Bush? What do you guys think?
I'm going to start off and say they're going to do absolutely nothing. Robert Spillane, who filled in for Devin Bush late in that game, I mean, he played really well. He had his name. He showed up a couple times on camera. He looked really good. Yeah, he's a little bit undersized, but I think they can get around that. I think losing those defensive play calling abilities, especially for Bush, who's that quarterback of the defense, that's the middle linebacker, that might hurt the Steelers a little bit, but seeing that Bush, this was only his first year getting those duties of being that defensive quarterback, I think that won't be as big of an adjustment as most people would think. But yeah, I think Spillane, being able to show off his skills, the defense is playing outstanding as of right now. Yeah, you might say that Devin Bush getting injured and going out for the rest of the season will hurt them. I think this is just a little bump in the road. It's kind of the next man up mentality. So I don't think really they need to do anything in free agency or get some veteran presence in a trade or anything like that. I think run with Spillane, see what he can do. I think he's really talented. One of those guys that you don't hear a lot about. But, yeah, just a very talented guy, and I think he'll fit in nicely in the Pittsburgh Steelers defense, especially how they're playing right now.
I'm going to have to go with the Steelers are going to make a trade. My idea is from the Detroit Lions, Jared Davis. He so far has seven solo tackles and 2 forced fumbles. My idea is they're going to give up a fifth-round pick. You know, he's played 46% of the snaps for the Detroit Lions, and he's come up big for them. So I feel like if they were going to add somebody, I think he'd be a good idea to get, due to the fact that I'm not saying Robert Spillane is bad. I would prefer if they split time almost, because to fill in the void that is Devin Bush, you're going to need – he's in his second year. He's really good. He led the team in tackles, we've said before. So for me, I would rather have split time than just putting it all in one person.
Absolutely. Cameron, I know you're not really too – obviously not keeping up on the Pittsburgh sports, but anything to add to this debate to get some points?
They're fine with waiting or not, so – Their linebacker they have now is good if he can hold the fort down for the season. And if they need to go out and get a veteran presence, they can do that. So it's all good for them.
I do like veteran presence on a team like this. My issue, though, is the secondary hasn't been as great as they were last year. So that's what I would like to see. Steelers are a pretty good defensive team, though. We saw Minkah Fitzpatrick finally get an interception, so that's what I like to see with Minkah coming back a little bit.
I mean, Colby, you said address it via a trade. I don't know. I just feel like Spillane is that guy that can fit, is the piece that can fit in nicely, even though you're losing Devin Bush for the rest of the year. It's just like Mason Rudolph and Duck Hodges last year.
Let's hope if it is Robert Spillane that they're better than Mason Rudolph and Duck Hodges.
Well, yeah, but like here's the thing. So you're not gonna go out and trade for a guy and then say, hey, let's split time. They already have pieces that they can sub in and out.
He probably knows the system.
It's the same thing. It's like Vince. It's like Vince.
What's that Alex
Vince
Williamswood guy they drafted out of Charlotte? I think he could be pretty.
Yeah, I got the name right. Vince Williams for the Steelers. I should have known that. They can sub in and out. I mean, they're gonna be okay. So
they're
gonna
be
really
fine
think,
no matter what they do.
I don't really think
you got time. It's only week. What is it? Week five.
It's week five. His name is
going
Alex
into
Heinz
week
Smith,
six.
My apologies.
Right?
See? Yeah, that's yeah. Alex Highsmith is the outside linebacker that they got in the third round of the
draft. They have time to fix the issue if it's.
They
not
have plenty
they
of
want.
Time. If Robert Spillane's not good, they'll address it. Just give him time. This is a. They got to worry about Derrick Henry this week. That's my main.
Hey, are we talking about this upcoming game?
I think that's later.
Yeah, that'll be later on. But definitely.
Some thoughts on that.
Yeah, absolutely. It'll be interesting to see a lot of hot takes definitely coming out about the Steelers, about how they could be number one power ranking in the league. We'll have to talk about that later on as well. However, when concerning the defensive side of the ball and Bush here, I think that the Steelers will be okay, and we'll move on to our next topic here, just moving away from the news of the Steelers game and how we just absolutely powered past the Browns, and that is just pretty awesome. Moving on, we have two young quarterbacks have been benched last and this week. Dwayne Haskins of the football team and Baker Mayfield here at Heinz Field over the weekend. Mayfield just kind of hurt the team and was just getting destroyed by the amazing Steelers defense over the past weekend. Mayfield this year had 1,000 yards, 10 touchdowns, and 6 pick sixes, and a quarterback, a QBR, I'm sorry, of 67.9. However, the main question here is we have two of these super young quarterbacks that definitely have a lot of potential. Even a lot of Pittsburgh fans have they have a lot of liking to Baker. But out of these two teams, who would you have given up on and why? And what should the Browns or the football team do to rectify this problem?
I'll go first. I feel like they should give up on Dwayne Haskins. The main thing I like to think of is don't go based off of 1 year when you're drafting a quarterback. We saw this fail with Mitch Trubisky and Dwayne Haskins at this point. Haskins, his QBR is, his completion percentage is 59.6. He's thrown for 2,000 yards in 2 years, 11 touchdowns, 10 picks. It's not great numbers. I never liked him. He had one year in college as a starter. He couldn't beat out JT Barrett. So for me, that's telling that he really was never the guy.
Bob Bakker, Baker Mayfield, give up on this guy. Way too many times. This team has been hyped up. He has the pieces. Who does Dwayne Haskins have to throw to? Terry McLaurin?
I mean, yeah.
Is that who he has? That's his only guy. Look who Bob Bakker has. He has Jarvis Landry, OBJ, Austin Hooper. He has at least three good targets that he could actually throw to. So, and he's been in the league for what now? 4 years? And hasn't been able to exceed expectations, or at least meet expectations for at least half of those?
Well, if you look at the two franchises, the football team actually went out and got a good head coach. And Ron Rivera, who's an offensive coach, he's trying to help. Baker Mayfield's had four coaches, and they won in Kevin Stefanski last year, and they hired Freddie Kitchens. They've made mistake after mistake after mistake. He has no sustainability. He's had no. He's just had no. It's just
you,
not.
You can't put it all on
Baker's
the coach, though.
Baker
you
was
can't.
Last year.
You literally. You can't put Baker. You can't say.
Okay,
oh, he's
okay,
saw,
Ethan,
he saw,
hear me
he
out.
Saw performing
yeah,
up
yeah,
well.
Cam,
he
what
saw
do you have to say
well
here?
Well, because the head coach. There's too many changes in the head coach.
Ethan. So I agree with you on saying that, but Baker Mayfield is the thing about him is he's inconsistent enough to have that really good game.
Yes.
Dwayne Haskins has had fights with Juan Rivera, and like he's not agreeing with their system. So for that reason, I would have to give up on him first before Baker, because Baker can go out there and have a really good game. Maybe it's against a bad team, but he at least has some good games occasionally.
We've seen it out of Baker in the past in college. That's what I'm trying to say.
No, in college.
Hold
yeah,
on
that
now.
College
hold
means
on
a
now.
Lot in the pros.
Hold on now.
Johnny Manziel.
Hold
oh, he
on
he
now.
Bought out in college, and look what happened to him there.
Hold on. I'm saying we've seen it before, meaning the potential is there. Going to your Johnny Manziel point, there was potential there. He didn't care about football. That's why he got cut. Dwayne Haskins literally had a terrible game against the Ravens and was bragging that he would be the starter. That's why they benched him.
Baker talks so much smack, like he's the best.
He doesn't brag.
He's
about
the best
being
thing since sliced bread. He thinks he's hot. He's all hot. He's all good. He doesn't have the numbers to prove it. Sure, you can say that rookie year he had was great, but look what happened after that. Look at the few years after that. Now is he starting to turn the corner a little bit? But then he got cocky again, and look what happened this week.
He did turn the corner. You just said it. He started to turn the corner.
Yep,
I have not seen
it. Look what happened this week, though.
But
look what happened against a good team.
That was the best
defense
in the league with broken ribs.
Look,
what do you want from him?
Oh, yeah. Broken ribs. Blame it all on the broken ribs, Colby.
That was on his throwing side.
Blame it all on the broken ribs.
I'm not blaming it all on the broken ribs, but when you have broken ribs on your throwing
then
side,
what happened
he
against
also
Baltimore?
Didn't have a rush game.
What happened against Baltimore?
Baltimore? That was a great team.
Yeah, exactly. Kim, exactly. He's relying on the rush game.
You can't fault him for relying on what his coach calls. That's not fair to Baker Mayfield if the coach is the one who called it. Yes, he has the talent. He's turned the corner a bit. That throw to Minka, I don't know what that was, but Dwayne Haskins has done that consistently.
All right, let's see if we can wrap it up here.
He's just made mistake after mistake. I can't believe in Dwayne Haskins.
Coming out here, I think honestly, Ethan's probably going to get the point here. Although yelling and screaming doesn't always help your case, but I think Ethan definitely came out here with some solid facts. So Ethan's going to get our first point of the day. Moving on is definitely as we go along, and almost we are going to be going towards the halfway point in the NFL season next couple of weeks. The trade deadline is next week. Lots of rumors flying around. Now the question is here: which player would you see moved, and where would they go, and what team would get? What would the trading team get back for it?
Look, honestly, absolutely nothing. I really think the NFL trade deadline's overhyped. I mean, I've always been a guy that says there's really no big moves like the MLB, like none of those blockbuster deals. I don't think I've heard of any big blockbuster deals in the NFL. So I think it's going to be a pretty quiet trade deadline, as it normally usually is. Maybe teams will pick up a piece here and there to stuff like to fill in. But yeah, I just really don't think that the NFL trade deadline will be as big as a lot of people always think it's supposed to be.
Cameron, what do you think?
I don't think there's going to be that many big stars being moved. NFL teams are keeping their stars. Maybe there's one star that demands a trade, but most players, unless you're on the Jets, are happy with the team they have.
Who would you see that star player to be?
I could see Julio and Matt Ryan leaving Atlanta, and then I could also see OBJ wanting a trade out of Cleveland. Cleveland doesn't seem like a fit for him, but Matt Ryan and Julio, I feel like Atlanta should trade them just to get something out of them before they are nothing.
Right. Colby, what do you have to say?
So I'm going to go off a team that they went out, they did sign a quarterback. First off, I'd like to say yes, you get NFL trade deadline is always the most boring one, but a team that went out and signed a quarterback this year to a one-year deal, and he's been awful, and he's holding this team back, and the GM, I think, is one of the best in the league in personality.
Who's this quarterback?
Phillip Rivers has not been.
Phillip Rivers, yeah.
Against a really good deal offensive line. The Colts are 4-2, but not thanks to Phillip Rivers. So in my opinion, the Indianapolis Colts are going to go out and trade for Matt Ryan, and they're going to give up a second-round pick. And because the Falcons are trying to rebuild, once you fire your head coach, in my opinion, you've begun a rebuild, unless you're the Texans, because they should continue to compete. But I think the Colts are going to give up their draft pick, their first-round pick, in exchange for Matt Ryan, who I believe will then take the Colts to win the Super Bowl.
That is a hot take. Ethan, you want to respond?
Wait, so let me just sort this out. So are you saying Phillip's going to go to Atlanta?
I mean, I honestly wouldn't take that contract, but they probably would because Atlanta stinks anyway, and it's an expiring contract at the end of the year. Put him in anyway and continue to lose.
I don't know. That doesn't make any sense because you would have Phillip Rivers on the bench with Matt Ryan.
Is Atlanta in rebuild mode, though?
Yes, 100%.
So if you're going to go in rebuild mode, might as well trade a start. Or notice, he's really good at quarterback. You might as well get rid of him.
He's a good quarterback. Might as well get something out of him instead of just... Like,
the Colts,
you're rebuilding. You need something new, something fresh.
The Colts have cap space, and T.Y. Hilton's not getting involved.
And by the time
you
rebuild, Matt Ryan is going to be expired.
Exactly. So go out and buy now for the Colts. That
and then,
don't have
and
to
then
waste
get a
that
QB
pick.
And then develop that QB so then your entire team is ready to compete.
If I'm the Falcons, I'm hiring Dabo Sweeney and drafting Trevor Lawrence.
I honestly wouldn't go. Like, if you're trying to, like, Phillip Rivers is old. Matt Ryan is also pretty old.
Wait,
like, why would you trade for someone that only has...
Because it's temporary.
He's a temporary...
Phillips only has 1 year.
Honestly, I don't really see...
Get the year over with.
Okay, yeah, you could see him moving from Los Angeles to Indy. But I don't really see players taking one... Like,
you're saying
a lot
that.
Of players don't stay for 1 year in the NFL. They sign multi-year deals. And I really don't think trading Matt Ryan is the answer for Indianapolis.
Well, you're saying that Matt Ryan's having a bad year, but actually... He's having 65.2 completion percentage, 1,843 yards.
No, I'm not. I wasn't saying that he was having a bad year. I just said this doesn't. This makes absolutely no sense.
He's the only quarterback on the market, unless the Raiders are going to be stupid enough to trade Derek Carr. So like,
no starting quarterback is leaving their team.
They
I'm telling
if you're
that
the Falcons,
right,
you're looking to rebuild. What better way to start the rebuild than get rid of?
That's not how the NFL works, buddy.
It should be.
Alrighty, final quick little tidbits here. 5 seconds to kind of put you over the edge to get this point.
Falcons are going to trade Matt Ryan to the Colts for a first round pick, and the Colts will then go on to win the Super Bowl.
Cameron, you got anything?
What?
It's a hot take.
Hot take.
What he said is wrong at the end, but yes, Falcons need to get rid of Matt Ryan and Julio and start rebuilding.
I don't know about Julio.
These two fools are completely wrong on both ends. If you're gonna trade at the trade deadline, that's not how the NFL works.
Alrighty, I kind of like especially where Cam and Colby were headed here, so they can take those points and we'll all be tied up here. Going into our last NFL topic, 6 weeks are all the way through. We have three unbeaten teams. We have the Pittsburgh Steelers, the Seattle Seahawks, and the Tennessee Titans. Steelers and the Titans are going to be playing this Sunday, one of those, so you will at least be two unbeaten teams by the end. And also, on the complete other end of the spectrum, you have the New York Jets, but you know that's nor here nor there. And as we're going into the game here for this Sunday, a lot of questions come up. But the question is, who do you think is going to win the Super Bowl right now? If the Steeler game in the playoffs started right now, Who's going to win?
I'm going to take the Seattle Seahawks. I really like their offense with DK Metcalf and Russell Wilson. I think Russ gets his first MVP, but you look at what the Seahawks have here. Jamal Adams has been really good on defense. You have DK Metcalf, who is blossoming into a star. The Seahawks are rumored to sign Antonio Brown. If he can keep his head up and he can buy into their system and he can stay out of the news, imagine him, DK Metcalf, and Greg Olsen on one offense. That would be unstoppable. So I'm taking the Seahawks. They also have Josh Gordon once he gets out of rehab. I'm just saying, that's electric.
You should want to touch a little bit more on that because we're going to be wrapping up in the NFL here. Just touch a little bit in terms of news-wise on AB.
So the Antonio Brown news is that Seahawks are very interested in him, and then his suspension is going to be up, I believe, after week 8, meaning the Seahawks are free to sign him after week 8. He can then join the team, get into their system. That leaves the Seahawks about 8 weeks to get AB ready to go in their system and for playoff games, and I believe him, DK Metcalf, I don't know any news of Josh Gordon, but if he's eligible to play, that to me is an offense that you can sustain and go into the playoffs and win the Super Bowl.
My man Colby's talking all about the offense. What, I mean, yeah, sure, you still have pieces on the defensive side for Seattle. That,
Jamal Adams is a pretty good
defensive player. Sure. You got Jamal Adams, you got Bobby Wagner.
Quentin Dunn, Quandre Diggs, and
look, stud defensive safety, Bruce Irvin. I'm going with stacked talent here. As much as I want to, I don't want to say this, I will have to go with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
There you go.
Yes, sir.
I thought you were going to say the
other one. I do not care. No. Yeah, they won't go undefeated this year, but they're going to put up a pretty good record. I see them only losing two to three games.
Yeah, okay.
The classic non-Pittsburgh fan.
See, think about the Steelers haven't played any good teams.
Watch this week, Cameron. Watch this week. Derrick Henry will not get much. He will not get any yards.
The Steelers
defense. What did they do to Saquon? Yeah, these two guys are.
The Steelers defense.
Okay, hold on.
The Steelers defense has led up 29 versus the Eagles.
So they blew a lead. Think about that. And the Broncos without their starting QB.
That happens every week.
They blew a lead against Denver. They blew a lead against Philly. Look what they did against the 4-1 Browns. They beat 38-7.
Well, your argument was that Baker sucks.
So here we go.
And now the Browns are good.
Steelers. Here we go. Browns are good. Okay. So here's the thing.
You just spent the last segment arguing that they weren't.
Here's the thing. They're not good. So what? They're 4-1. That's still a winning record.
4-2.
Okay.
But you
okay.
Just spent the last
but as we're going on here,
on
here
we
think about this. Think about this. Why would the Steelers be? I'm sorry.
They have the most complete team out of anyone in this league.
Why would the Steelers be ranked higher than the Bears? Why would the Steelers
be ranked higher than the Bears?
Because
the Bears' quarterbacks are.
The Bears are 5-1.
The Steelers have the most complete team, in my opinion. They have the defense. They have the offense. The offense is still coming around.
Let me get back to the question. Here we go.
I'm still.
The Kansas City Chiefs are going to win the Super Bowl.
It's a team.
They added Le'Veon Bell.
It's a really good team, and they did it last year. They can do it this year.
Snaps.
The Chiefs' defense is one of the worst in the league. There's no way they can go up against a team
and the O-line. The Steelers defense is still pretty good.
The issue with the Steelers defense is that big of a hole. I'll give you this. They're still trying to figure out stuff in the secondary. I get that. Once this team starts to click, especially they're 5-0. They could have easily lost games. But look, when the time is right and the time comes, this defense will step up at some point.
Coaching does matter.
You saw that Keith Butler's the past couple of weeks.
I don't trust that. Keith Butler's not the
And then you're going
yeah,
with
look,
a team
look,
that
look,
just coached
last,
themselves
look,
to a
look,
Super Bowl last
look what
year.
What happened last year?
What happened last year when the Kansas City Chiefs won the Super Bowl?
I'm talking about the Steelers because he's talking about Keith Butler not being a good defensive coordinator.
What about all the other years except last year and this?
Because they got pieces.
What about the head coach, offensive coordinator, and defensive coordinator?
Their front seven is one of the best.
They're missing Devin Bush. That's a huge piece to
miss. All right, okay. We're just going to have to end up here.
Nobody's talking about that. Please,
I am.
Let's wrap it up.
Is ESPN talking about that? That
yes.
No, because they're 5-0.
In terms of pure argument, I feel like, are the Seattle Seahawks going to win the Super Bowl? I have no idea, but Colby really put it out there. I feel like
okay.
I would also agree with Ethan here saying that in terms of the most complete team, but especially with all of the guys that the
yes.
That the Seahawks may or may not be getting in the next couple weeks.
Yeah, may or may not be getting. He brought up Josh Gordon, who
yeah.
is still in rehab.
But if he's not
and
in rehab.
Antonio Brown, who we don't even know if he's going to come back, if the Seahawks are going to sign him. The Seahawks have been rumored to sign Antonio Brown for like what?
They don't even need Antonio Brown if they could win the Super Bowl because they have DK Metcalf and Russell Wilson.
Alrighty, coming up after the break, we have All Things Hockey. Stay with us.
We should have just started with.
Yeah,
Steelers
I don't know why
overrated.
We're still. I don't know why.
Because that's the
about,
like that. That was basically.
Bring it up in the lighting room.
I still don't know why we're trying to give our Super Bowl picks this late. Because didn't we give them 2 weeks ago?
It doesn't matter. If you brought up.
Oh, we can't start. We can't keep.
Keep double dipping.
They've
like this.
Changed every week. I said the Bills the first time.
You have your Super Bowl picks. What, the first week we go on, we bring it up at the end of the season
after the Super Bowl.
After the Super Bowl, and say let's recap, just like we're gonna do with the MLB. It's.
I think the freaking Padres or something. I don't remember.
No, like, but that's what we need to do. We need to recap and say what happened. You know what I mean?
I'm just saying it's not a terrible idea to double dip sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you can't go every week saying who's your Super Bowl.
But if
we should have gone over, are the Steelers overrated? Because after
last week, we literally brought that up last week. If they're overhyped, you can't keep double dipping.
Well, that's a more in-depth conversation than your Super Bowl picks.
If every week's gonna be, are the Steelers overhyped? Because that's the storyline every week.
But
the Super Bowl, okay, if we're going to say, Super Bowl teams, every week, let's go Super Bowl teams. Let's make a new prediction every week.
Then double dipping doesn't matter.
What do you mean?
Because you literally just said it's more in depth than the argument. Double dipping doesn't matter in that.
Yeah, it doesn't, because you're playing a new team every week, and the same people are saying, they're overhyped.
At this point, question. Because this is... because we got to get back here, but this is also episode 3. Oh. We've done this 4 times, but this is also episode 3. I feel like at some point we're gonna need, like, we can probably get through this semester as a debate shift, but if we're gonna be going forward, I feel like we're gonna have to shift from a debate, because I feel like the way that we're going now, it's not really that sustainable. And I know there's not that many sports, but we could shift the nature of the podcast to make it more sustainable.
I still think we can debate, but like,
I'm not saying that we can't debate, it just...
I honestly agree, because we're running out of ideas quickly. And MLB's going to be done after Sunday. And...
we're going to have to talk more college football then.
I don't know. I mean, we're going to run out of ideas. Yeah, college basketball is going to be back. That's going to be fun.
I think this running out of sports hit a perfect time for us to go on that 2-month break.
Well, yeah, and that's kind of why we will need a culture shift. We got to get back in here.
All
right. Is this NHL time? Is this NHL time?
It is NHL time.
Alrighty, welcome back to the Crunch Time Podcast. We are going to be coming up here on all things National Hockey League. First off, we'll jump right into it. Obviously, the NHL is not going as scheduled, because everything in the world right now is also not going as scheduled. The NHL has not said yet when the season will start, and it has some leaked images recently, whether or not the NHL will or they will not redraw some of these divisions. Alrighty, so what do you guys think about this? Redrawn divisions? You have kind of the picture of like Eastern divisions. You would have kind of like, you know, the Capitals, you would have, you know, the Penguins, all the New York teams, Boston, or you would have all the Canadian teams in one just because it would be a lot less expensive than a bubble. However, it would have a lot less travel, and you wouldn't be interacting with all 32 teams. What do you guys think?
I'm not the big hockey guy. I like the idea. I like the concept and everything. I think it's pretty cool that somebody went out of their way and did that. I thought that was pretty cool. I really don't see it working. Yeah, okay, it will work. I take that back. It will work, but you're going to lose some of those rivalries, and I think rivalries are pretty key in hockey.
Okay.
You'll still get Penguins
Flyers. Here we go.
That's all I got.
My point of view, for green energy and, like, all the travel and gas, that's going to be a lot. Because in a division, you're going to have Minnesota be playing, like, 3 California teams, and then Las Vegas and Arizona. So they're going to be way out there traveling back and forth.
Isn't Minnesota in the Central?
Not with the Western Division alignment.
Weird. That's weird.
The new alignment, and then all the Canadian teams have to stay because they can't.
Just give it
really
a quick update here,
okay.
Cameron. Tell us exactly what we're going to
be
talking
about. So we got
the
Northern Division, all 6 Canadian teams, the Western Division, San Jose, LA, Anaheim, Las Vegas, Arizona, Colorado, Dallas, and Minnesota.
So especially when you look at specific outliers, Dallas and Minnesota really kind of pop out in terms of like
that's the Western Conference. So that would be all the traveling. The
exactly.
Eastern Conference is all metro. But the thing that I do like for the Flyers, they got rid of 2 competing teams in that metropolitan division. So I think that makes their trip
to win the division a lot more easily.
All right, Colby,
you're adding
Colby.
Buffalo and Boston.
Colby, go ahead.
To me, I don't know if we're talking about how this will affect standings-wise, but I don't like the fact that all the Canadian teams play in one division because you have the Maple Leafs playing the Canucks, which are the two opposite end teams in
but
Canada.
It's going to prevent travel over the border. They can't do it.
They're still going opposite end. It would be smarter travel-wise if the Maple Leafs were in the same division as, let's say, the Sabres.
I don't want to bring politics into this, but
Canada's handled this
much better than the U.S. But, I mean, just overall, like what Cameron said about the outliers on the Western Conference.
Some of this doesn't make sense, though.
It doesn't make sense for a travel purpose, but for playing purpose, you may be forced to do it.
Who created this? Some guy on Reddit?
NHL.
Chicklets, it says.
That's Barstool. Okay. Or something. I don't know.
It's rumored to happen. But like,
okay.
If you have the Wild
I know this will mess up conferences and stuff like that, but put Dallas and Minnesota in the Central, because that would probably make travel a lot less.
If you add, well,
there is no Central. It's only four divisions.
Where's Nashville in this?
Nashville is going to be in the Southern with Columbus, Detroit, Chicago, St. Louis,
like,
Carolina, and
Chicago.
Chicago's in the South now. That doesn't make any sense.
But then they're going to have two extra teams in the one division, and then the other division is going to have only six teams.
If I was to do this right, I would add the Stars to the South just for this one year. I know that they're in the West, but like you look at this travel-wise.
There was only an East and West, and then you're different. Divisions.
You might have to cross
that's what they're trying to do.
Where the heck are the Canadian teams? All right,
let's try to wrap it up here.
Canadian teams are in the West.
Okay.
Final thoughts. What do you think to get these points?
It's not gonna happen. That's all I got.
Ethan, man of many words.
Yes.
In the NHL.
I don't think it's gonna happen. It's not gonna be green friendly, and it's like way too complicated. Maybe the Canadian teams have to move south for a year, play at one of their, play at some AHL stadium or something.
Alrighty, we'll see about Toronto fans what say about that. Colby, what do you think?
I think something will happen, but I don't think maybe bubble wise. I have no idea about this. This seems like a really bad idea. All
right, last minute.
I'm gonna reword my response.
Ethan.
It's not plausible.
It is not plausible at all.
Yeah. So. Yeah, so it's so.
Give us a tie. Give us.
Yeah,
tie.
I don't think I can really award a winner on that.
I won. That's a win for me.
Now we are going to be going a little bit into free agency. Still a lot of free agents still on the market. However, Jumbo Joe Thornton has gone to the Maple Leafs. I don't think this move really helps Toronto. As I said in the beginning of the podcast here, Jumbo Joe spent his last 15 seasons and back all the way when we were all very small. In 2005-2006, Jumbo Joe Thornton did play for Toronto. So that is one kind of – he played a season stint there before he went to the San Jose Sharks. What does this do for the Leafs, guys? Does it actually help? What are you going to have – Jumbo Joe Thornton and Austin Matthews on the same line? What do you think?
I honestly wouldn't do that, and it feels like the Leafs are building a 2014 All-Star team here with Wade Simmons and Joe Thornton, but you're looking at this stat, he's 40 years old, he's going to be 41.
He is 41.
He scored 7 goals last year, he had 24 assists, all right, he was a minus 19. Like, you add this to a team that needed defense, and he adds toughness, like, all right, that's great that they have leadership and toughness for the Leafs, but, like, they didn't need offense. They needed defense. And this, to me, this is just doing absolutely nothing.
It's kind of a waste of money and a waste of space. They should have brought up their Calder Cup winning Marlies, more of their Calder Cup winning Marlies.
I thought they were doing that with a few of them.
They did, but instead of bringing in Joe Thornton to be a third liner, get some young guys in there. Like, you've developed them. They've won a championship in the AHL. So, like, I don't see why they sign Joe Thornton. It's kind of a waste of space. Wayne Simmons is a good signing.
Wayne
he's a good third liner.
He's a good third liner.
He's a good
like,
third liner.
Are you going to do a line of Joe Thornton, Wayne Simmons, and Jason Spezza?
Wayne Simmons isn't, or Joe Thornton is old. He's not going to have the legs he used to have.
It seems like a bad idea to me, but I do like Wayne Simmons' physicality compared to Joe Thornton's. Like, at least Wayne, how old is Wayne Simmons? 32, I believe? Let me check that real quick. But, you know, Joe Thornton has been, he's been there.
Wayne Simmons is 32.
He's 32, right? So, Joe Thornton's been to the Cup. He's lost it a couple times, but, you know, we'll see what happens with Joe Thornton. But do you like Aaron Dell on the Leafs?
No, they've had so many goalies they've developed. I don't see why they got rid of Garrett Sparks. They should have brought him up after. He should have been there.
Alrighty, let's wrap it up here. Seattle, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm going to have to give this one a tie again for you guys. Seattle will be in the NHL next year. Vegas was a huge standout star. What do you guys think? What are the expectations for the Seattle NHL team?
We don't know anything right now because the expansion draft's not for next year. But
yeah.
They won't live up to Vegas's expectation or what Vegas did in their first year. I don't think any expansion team has had much success ever. But yeah, I mean, I think they'll be an average team. It's nice to see a franchise back in Seattle once again. But I just don't think they're going to be that Vegas Golden Knights team of, what, 2017.
They needed to fix the expansion draft because people said it was a little unfair, which I do see true because they went to the finals in their first season.
The Knights got Marc-Andre Fleury and James Neal in one draft.
But
that just shouldn't happen.
Okay, but so...
Well, that's a team
sports. Does anyone know how many players they could protect?
It all depends on...
Because you could easily protect those players and say, no, you can't, you're not going to be able to draft them. So it's like
the Penguins put it in that situation due to the fact that they were protecting Murray Urfleury, but I just see them being average or below average because you have no idea what
they got really good players out of the draft. They got Belmar from the Flyers.
Alrighty, hold on, guys.
Was a very depth.
We have a caller. We're getting
a
caller in right now.
What?
Who is this outside of the studio? Sorry, caller, you want to say that again?
Caller?
Hello?
My name is Nick. Hello?
Hi, Nick.
Hello,
how are you?
Oh, I'm great. First time caller, big fan of Crunching the Time. and I just really wanted to be involved. I know all of the hosts personally, and they're all great human beings, and I just wanted to have the honor of chatting with them today.
We're big fans of yours, Nick.
Alrighty. Well, that was a little bit abrupt. Thank you so much, sir, for your call, and we really appreciate it. Alrighty, a little bit of a abrupt sessions here. A great time to have callers in the studio, and we're really glad to have an engagement with our audience. Alrighty, let's keep going here. We're just gonna go straight into the NBA real quick. Alrighty. Are the 76ers and Rockets going to make a trade? What's going to happen?
I'm sorry, all of that for that. And you were messing around with the board for like at least 2 minutes, and Nick was on there for a good 15, 20 seconds. That's all I got to say on
I thought he was going to talk about more things.
You should have asked him a question then.
Did he just hang up or did you cut him off and say...
No, he was saying something and
yeah.
He cut him off. He was saying
okay,
something.
Okay, so here in the radar room, we can see people. Nick was out there and Nick was walking back towards our newsroom here, Robert Morris, and he was saying something, but Ethan hung up on it. Ian, excuse me. But back to the question. So, Sixers-Rockets. They're thinking about making a trade because both these teams cannot get out of the second round.
Okay, I'm the expert on this. I'm a Philly fan. I could see them going either way because they can get rid of Ben Simmons because he won't develop a jump shot.
What's going on?
Oh, what? Hello? I guess we'll have to connect with him in just a second. But just keep going. Are the 76ers going to be making a trade?
Nick has a sign that says, "You can't hang up on me. I am podcasting."
I guess.
Ian has made a rival here.
he
has a better jump shot than Ben Simmons.
But yeah, Ben Simmons can't develop a jump shot, and if they add a shoot, they needed a shooter last year, and they didn't get one with free agency. Or trading. They lost Jimmy Butler, which was should never have happened.
You on him again.
Nick is he's last here. We're having some issues right
but
now.
They should they I can but Doc Rivers doesn't want to get rid of Simmons and Embiid. He thinks they work together well.
Hello? Caller?
At the tone, please record your message.
Alrighty, let's move on from these technical difficulties. Major League Baseball.
Oh, alright.
Wow, not even okay.
Yeah, that was a terrible
Maybe we should go to break. We'll be right back.
What the frick was that last 5 minutes?
What is going
Nick,
on?
Nick, I couldn't hear you through the board yet, so I was like, okay, if he's gone, then I'm just going to hang up. And because I had to plug in the cable a little bit more.
Oh, do you want to come on?
No.
Come on.
I was going to come on, say my shit, and get out.
We love
you. you couldn't hear you, so I was like, okay, maybe I'll hang up. I'll fix the
board.
It was delayed.
Well, yeah, because it was only coming through this and not the board. And I literally had to plug in the cable more to make it work.
Your sign was nice.
Thank you. I am podcasting. I'm Ethan.
Yes, that's true.
That just ruined your whole show. How does that make you feel?
I did. All right. So we're just going to go straight to lightning round, guys.
So we're just going to ignore Ben Simmons?
Oh.
Yes.
What's
yes.
Lightning round?
Who do you think won?
I'm the only one that said anything.
Yeah. I was literally making my point. You're like,
dude,
all right, baseball.
Fuck the points.
All right, cool. All right, we're gonna get right back. Nick, do you wanna say a few words?
No, you know I'm trying to procrastinate as much as I can.
All right, that's fine. All right.
I got 15 minutes.
If you have 10 seconds, I can kill with my beautiful voice.
All righty, welcome back to the Crunch Time Podcast. With us in the studio and not just over the phone, we have Mr. Nick Hederick. And he is stars on many other sports podcasts. It's great to have someone of this amazing stature and talent on the show. Nick, say your
okay,
say
I
yourself.
Got a question for Nick.
Absolutely. Let's
Nick.
Have a little bit of an interview here.
Okay, so last week on the show, Colby said NASCAR is not a sport.
No.
You want to just give him the reason
well,
why NASCAR is a sport?
It doesn't surprise me that a simpleton like Colby would make such an outrageous and outlandish comment. I'll have Colby know that I have won 4 Daytona 500s,
oh,
all
great.
Of which with my eyes closed. it is a challenge, though. Don't mistake that. I mean, when you think of what goes into driving a race car, specifically a NASCAR, and people always tell me all the time, you know, you have a NASCAR there. And I say, thank you very much. It is very NASCAR. Anyway, I mean, you have to think, these guys are in this car for hours at a time. The car naturally is trying to veer off the road because the road is banked. You're on a banked corner. The car is naturally trying to take itself off the road. You have to hold it there. There's a lot of G-force there. I don't really know what
now,
that
I'm
is.
Now, I'm going to make Kobe's argument here. They only make left turns.
You still have to find the better racing line. You know, every way you take that turn is going to make that left quicker or slower. And then you got to factor in the tire wear. You got to factor in fuel. You got to factor in the drafting. You know how you
say draft.
And how do you feel about
course.
Rovals?
Rovals? Rovals are great. Road courses put hair on your chest. That's what my mom always used to tell me when I was young. I mean, you look at the Charlotte Roval, and you tell yourself that's not a fun race to watch. You're fooling yourself.
Nick, I have one last question for you here before if you need to leave, or you can continue
no,
with
I
our
really
podcast.
No, I really need to write a paper, but I'm here supporting my friends.
Also, I appreciate that. I have one question for you. So you said that you're an avid fan of NASCAR, and
yes.
you believe in the sport. We all obviously saw you, if any of you tuned in on the podcast, to Sports Talk in the Berg on RMU-TV on YouTube.com or Facebook or Twitter, you could see that Nick Hederick had a package that he was shooting basketball. So
yes.
Obviously you're getting into
peak physical shape.
Not just peak physical shape, but you're really kind of getting in and experiencing the sport.
Hero. Yes.
How do you say that you experience NASCAR, and do you take
Gallo.
And do you take your car to drive?
Well, here's the thing. That was a loaded question that I'm still trying to comprehend. That's why you're going to make a lot more money than I will one day. The fact of the matter is, NASCAR is not a sport where you can pick up a ball and play basketball. You can do that. You can't go out
and buy a NASCAR and drive it around the block. That's just not going to happen.
I mean, if you have a Honda Civic, that basically makes it a NASCAR.
You quiet down over there.
Hey, he's got a Kia.
Anyway,
he's got a Kia.
I drive a Chevy Malibu.
Nice.
I'm on 79 going home to Erie from RMU. I'm giving these people way too much knowledge about how they can find me and hunt me down. Hello, listeners of Crunch Time. These are some great people here. Regardless, though, I like to think when I'm on 79 that I'm a NASCAR driver. I like to make the passes.
I like that. Yeah.
I like to radio to myself that we're running low on fuel. I also am an avid NASCAR gamer. I can't afford iRacing, although I'd love to. I play all the Formula One games. I play NASCAR games, and it's a good time. It's very relaxing. Also, you can kind of like listen to the radio chatter of NASCAR on their a few apps. Sometimes you have to pay for them. It makes you really feel immersed in the race. Those that listen might disagree with what I have to say, but the fact of the matter is this, and this is why Cam's going to go very far in life, because he has a good logical sense of thinking. Same with Ethan. Same with you. You know, Colby's the one that needs to grow on me, but I love Colby too. He's harmless. Look at him. He's the nicest person I've ever met, other than the people
look
I'm legally obliged to say are nicer than him. I mean, listen here. NASCAR's an experience. It's not a sport. It's an experience. Okay? You experience NASCAR.
Can I tell you about my first NASCAR experience? I went to a race at Dover, and I was like probably 8 at the time, and I get in my seat or bench. The guy in front of me, shirtless redneck with a huge Dale Earnhardt tattoo on his back.
Alrighty, as we
best thing I've ever heard.
As we wrap up our segment here, we'd like to thank Nick Hederick.
I'll show you that.
Make sure to tune in to Sports Talk in the Berg every other Wednesday night on RMU TV on YouTube.com. Nick Hederick is also a big sports guy. Nick Hederick is the sports guy. He is the editor in chief for Colonial
Sports
Network.
Listen, all you need to know is that.
Plug yourself and then tell us where you live, like
address
and all that.
All you need to do after you get done listening to Crunch Time, because these guys helped me, they let me on their show. You're gonna listen to the Stranded Sports Podcast. Ethan's on that one, kind of. He's involved.
Does Ethan get as explosive?
Well, you see, we have a full staff on that show. We have 4 people. That's as many as you can have right now. So Ethan's working his way. If it were up to me, he'd be on permanently in every segment. But he has his own segment. He gave us a great fact yesterday. Smart kid.
What was the fact?
I can't tell you that. I'm legally obliged not to. Listen here. I mean, this is great. You guys are killing it. Crunch Time, Stranded Sports Podcast, 2 of the greatest entities in the entire world. I mean, you can't go wrong. I really don't know what else am I supposed to say, because you plugged my stuff for me. But, I mean, keep it on. You guys are all kicking butt, and it's crunch time.
Alrighty, thank you so much, Nick Hederick, for your contributions tonight.
Nick,
certainly, we will add him to the autograph wall with the celebrities that have come into the studio.
You mean Drew?
Oh, yeah. So if you just want to sign along the wall, you can actually sign. You can sign this. This is our score sheet.
Hey,
we can
sign
score
me.
On this, and we will be able to grab your autograph.
So back on track.
Alrighty. Let's get back on track, folks. Crunch Time is an important podcast that has lots of content. It is content filled. However, if a celebrity such as Mr. Nick Hederick comes and volunteers his precious time on the show, Nick Hederick doesn't get out of bed for less than $400,000
a
second. And so we're just so grateful to have him on.
We blew our budget on Nick Hederick.
Now, one thing we're going to be going into now to wrap up the show is the lightning round.
Shoot,
big, scary.
Okay.
Yeah, you got time.
All right.
I got time.
Let's head right into the lightning round here. Everybody is basically tied, except let's take a look at this amazing score sheet here. Colby is up 2, and Cam and Ethan both have 1. Alrighty. I'm just opening up my email here, or my physical mail. To Ethan, Colby, Cameron, and Ian, never stop crunching. All the best. Nick Hedder. Alright. Going into the lightning round. Where do the Braves go from here? Say your piece. 10 seconds, I'm sorry. 10 seconds, and make sure to put in that crunch time.
Am I up?
Go ahead.
Absolutely nowhere. They are fine. They'll be back next year better than ever. Maybe. I mean, they lost Mike Soroka. Mike Soroka could definitely brought them to the World Series. They're not going to go anywhere. They get Mike Soroka back up next year, they'll be fine.
Alrighty, Cam.
They go enjoy themselves golfing. they're fine where they're at. They're going to be competing in the NL East, as always. It's going to be a weird season next year, how it goes with the NL East. It's always a... It's not as bad as the NFC East, but it's around there.
I like that. All right, Colby, finish this out here.
I say that they go out and sign another bullpen arm for that team because the bullpen let them down in this series, and to me it will be Liam Hendricks to a two-year deal, so he'll be age 34 when it ends, and I see it with Liam Hendricks, they win the division again. Who knows with the Braves?
All righty. I'm actually going to have to give this one to Cam and Ethan, actually, right now. So they're going to have to get those points in. Hey, next debate topic. Which city is the most cursed in terms of choking or not winning a championship? If you're a hockey fan, you would be a Toronto fan because losing in those Game 7s. Or if you're a Washington Capitals fan, losing to the Penguins for all those years before we got beaten. What do you think? Which city? Any sport.
I will have to take the city of Atlanta, Georgia, because not only has now the Braves blew a 3-1 lead, the Falcons blew a 28-3 lead. Now, Georgia was up in the college football championship game against Alabama in Atlanta, Georgia. They've lost two hockey franchises. They never win. The Hawks don't even have a title yet.
Cameron.
I'm going to have to go with the good city of Buffalo. Have been around for the longest time, never won anything. And they're the only team to go 4 straight Super Bowls and lose all of them. And between that, that's all they have. And the Pegula is a dictatorship up in the frozen tundra of Buffalo. And
exactly.
It's not a good time up there.
Alright, we'll send it over to you.
But their fans have fun partying.
I'm trying to think, because I can't really... Since I only have 10 seconds, I'll just say Cleveland because I can't think of any better one.
Philadelphia. Only 10 years. Every 10 years.
Yeah, they won the NBA Finals in 2016. That's it. But the Indians haven't won in, 72 years, and the Browns haven't won a Super Bowl yet. But lost. That's just like saying Atlanta blew a 28-3 lead in the Super Bowl. They did the same thing. Atlanta won a World Series in 95.
You guys are saying your team's made it. Buffalo hasn't made it in a hot minute.
The lightning round is called the lightning round for a reason, and Cam's going to take those 2 points.
Wow.
5 points for Cam, that's 3 for Ethan, and 2 for Colby. Already heading into this Sunday in at Tennessee. We had 5 straight home games in Pittsburgh. Where are you guys feeling with this Steelers and Titans game?
Steelers. I don't care what people say. They're going to win. They're going to stuff Derrick Henry all day. He will have the worst day of his NFL career. Yes, sir. The offense will be ticking. The secondary will be showing up once again. The Steelers will take this one easily in Tennessee and become 6-0 and be standing alone with the Seahawks. And I also believe the Seahawks will lose this Sunday. So, yes, the Steelers will be the only undefeated team in the NFL after this week.
First thing, who does Seattle play on Sunday?
They're on a bye, probably.
They
were on a bye last week.
They play the 49ers.
The Steelers will be the only undefeated team in the league by next week.
All right.
Mark my words.
One last thing. Hold on.
Oh, they play the Cardinals.
Completely forgot what I was going to say.
What is it, Ian?
We'll have to come back. Cameron, you got 10 seconds.
I'm going to go with the Titans.
Titans.
Because Derrick Henry is a beast. And he said running 21 miles per hour was slow. He's going to hit that 22 mark and run all over the Steelers.
Just like Michael Scott. Alrighty. Colby, go ahead.
As much as I would like to take my hometown Steelers, I will be taking the Tennessee Titans, but not due to Derrick Henry. Ryan Tannehill is going to have a good game, and he's going to solidify himself, don't you dare, Morrison, as an MVP candidate because he's going to have a good game.
Colby is not a true Steelers fan.
I am a true Steelers
fan. Alrighty. I think we're going to have to hand this one to Ethan here, actually. So, yeah, unfortunately, Cameron will be heading out. He has a important business meeting to go to, so we will see him next week. Cameron, we will see you then.
So the finals are set, but let's keep doing money.
The finals are set, but that is okay. Cam and Ethan are tied for 5 points apiece. So now, what is going to be happening? I'm sorry. Should the Browns trade OBJ? I know we touched on it a little bit earlier, and Cam really kind of pulled out those points, but is it really that time? Is it time for them to trade Odell Beckham Jr.?
I don't know. They had rumors earlier on in the season. Nothing really came through. Is it time for them? Maybe. He's a little powder on the sidelines.
Oh, no. Don't
he's
do my
so
guy
sad.
Like that.
But
I
mean,
kind of agree with you there.
It's probably time for the Browns to look for options for OBJ, but they've already done it, and they weren't able to get a deal through. So I don't know. I don't know what the Browns are going to do. I honestly think it's time for him to go.
Cleveland Browns need to trade Odell Beckham Jr. because they are wasting his prime. Odell has now played with two garbage quarterbacks his entire career. I have had enough of seeing one of my favorite receivers being wasted with Dave Gettleman and whoever the heck the Browns GM is, because that team cannot be ran by anything. Trade this man away to a real team like the Colts or the Steelers is what I want to see.
I wouldn't say the Colts are a real team, though, but... that's going to have to be a tie. We are going to be going into our last. We're going to be going into our last lightning round topic. The Big Ten is back. And who wins and why? Other than Ohio State, obviously.
Penn State's been knocking on the door for years, so I'm just going to go with the semi-local team, Penn State and the Lions. I have not really looked into college football at all. I'm not really a big college football guy to begin with, but I think... something different. Actually, no. Can I change my pick just because?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
You know, I'm going with Wisconsin. They've been pretty close the past couple of years to winning it. Yeah, I just think Wisconsin's a very talented team. They have been for years. So I think this is their year to knock off Ohio State.
Yep. Alrighty, Colby, what do you think?
I'm going to go with a team that is ranked 21 right now, the Minnesota Golden Gophers. They only lost one defensive starter. Their head coach is back, and their starting quarterback is back. It is time for the Gophers to rise. They're going to beat Wisconsin, they're going to beat Ohio State, and they're going to lose in the college football playoffs to probably Alabama.
Alrighty, I'm going to give this one to Ethan, actually. And so that's going to bring the total to Ethan 7. And Colby only had 2 points and Cam had 5. That's okay.
We're going to have to make the final round like worth 5 points.
Yeah, that's okay. Whoever wins the final round obviously wins. And are you guys all good going straight into the final round?
Yeah, sorry about the disorganized stuff, guys.
No, I wouldn't say it's disorganized. I think it was a blessing to have someone of that stature come onto the podcast with we have a lot of young talent here. So we are going to switch up the music here to the debate music. We're going to be going into our final round. Pittsburgh Steelers, obviously we have two big Pittsburgh Steelers fans in here.
Oh, yeah.
Diehard Pittsburgh Steelers fans. However, we have a lot of things going for us. We have a good defense. Big Ben is back. We have a good receiving core. James Conner is pretty stable this year. However, what's our biggest weakness? Surely, at some point during the season, we're going to lose. Why are we going to lose? What compares us to other teams? If you say, okay, why are the Tennessee Titans are going to take us over the Steelers? Why is that? What would be the biggest thing drawing back the Pittsburgh Steelers from winning a Super Bowl title?
I mean, I'm going to tell you this right now. Taking their foot off the gas pedal. I don't really think it's a sheer term of what's their weakness, because I believe it's all there. They have one of the best defenses in the league. The offense, you see the receiving core. They have James Washington, Juju Smith-Schuster, and Chase Claypool. Claypool and Washington have really been carrying the load, and they have a bulk of all the yards, and they're being able to spread out the field along with Eric Ebron on the offensive side. Defensively, yeah, it's a little rough at times. I think they're still trying to figure some things out in terms of the secondary, but that defense is still really good. They're able to win this team football games. I just really think it's a piece of...
it's a mentality.
It's taking their foot off the gas pedal, because we saw what happened with... last
with
well,
the Eagles.
Technically 2 weeks ago against the Eagles, where the offense kind of slowed up a little bit. Some might argue that the defense still should be able to stop them, but I think if collectively, if the team plays as a whole, there really should be no stopping. It's all about if the team can keep their foot on the gas the entire 60 minutes of the game, they should have no problem winning games and being very successful in the playoffs. And I think personally, winning the Super Bowl.
Alrighty, so Ethan, in short, is kind of going to be attributing any kind of weakness that the Steelers may or may not have on specifically the mindset of the team and taking that foot off of the gas, and definitely a lot of fans would say that the Steelers play down to their competition. Colby, what do you have for us?
So one issue for me is always going to be running back depth. James Conner, he's been all right this year, but he hasn't been able to stay healthy. Benny Snell was okay in that role last year, but I feel like he could definitely contribute again. I absolutely hate the pick of, Anthony McFarland. That was a terrible pick. But the other issue for me is I'm going to have to say cornerback and strong safety. At cornerback, to me, Joe Hayden's been great, but other than that, Steve Nelson and then who else? Safety-wise is their biggest weakness at Terrell. I've never seen a safety get beat so many times than Terrell Edmonds. He literally gets beat all the time.
They haven't really been beaten deep this year.
The wide open, the only touchdown the Browns scored was Terrell Edmonds and getting
okay,
beat.
That's one touchdown.
The only point they scored was Terrell Edmonds. Their
you're
weakness.
Talking about James Conner being all right. He's had.
You're the one who hated James Conner at the beginning of the year.
Hey! I said. What did I say? Did you see my tweet?
I said he's been good.
Did you see my tweet? No, you said he's been all right.
Because he's not been able to stay healthy. I am James Conner's number one supporter. I love that he made the Pro Bowl, but if
and
he can't stay healthy,
you think running back depth's a problem? You have Anthony McFarland.
He's
crazy.
Trash.
He has crazy speed.
That's
you
great.
See
he's a punt returner, but he shouldn't.
Did you see it? He's not even returning punts. He's getting the ball that
I don't. He screwed up the play in the Browns game. They took him out one play because
okay.
He didn't understand
look,
an RPO.
Look, going back to James Conner. James Conner, my man. James Conner. No,
mindset is not going to stop a team. They have
look,
a coach. They're going to be well prepared.
106, 106 yards in week two. 109 in week three. He had an off week against Philadelphia last week.
I said he's been
yards.
Good, but
and then another.
Consistent.
How many 100 yard rushing games does he have? He has three. He's been outstanding for the Steelers this year. Add
mindset
add
is
Benny
not
going to
stop a team with a coach.
Add Benny Snell Jr. Add Benny Snell Jr.
He's been good too. I said they've been good, but consistency.
Run the ball up the middle, and then you got Chase Claypool with the jet sweeps.
He's not a running back
with the jet sweeps.
They
that's
gave
a run.
To
that's
Ray,
a running
they
play.
Gave it to Ray McCloud on the jet sweep, not Chase Claypool.
Yes.
Did you
watch the game
they
last week?
They do Chase Claypool at the goal line, Ray McCloud when they're outside.
Did you watch? Okay, yeah, touchdown because of the jet sweep. Okay, look, this isn't a turn. This isn't. It's all about the mindset involved.
The mindset.
The
when you have one of the best coaches in the league, mindset is not your problem.
It
Mike Tomlin
is
an underrated coach in the NFL.
Then why do they keep blowing leads? And
they have not
they
blown
lose?
A lead once this year.
They blew. Okay.
They did not blow it against the Eagles.
Okay. Yeah,
Carson
they didn't,
Wentz
they
is
didn't
a
lose
great
the
quarterback.
Game.
Carson
they didn't
Wentz is the reason that team came back.
They didn't lose the game because
Carson Wentz is
lose.
The reason the Eagles
okay.
came back.
So what? They didn't technically blow the lead because they didn't lose the game. They blew the lead. That game they were up what 17 points in the third quarter and they took their foot off the gas pedal because they're like, oh yeah. And Randy Fichtner's play calling, let's just run it up the middle three straight plays and see what
but
happens.
That's play calling. It's not mindset. Play calling
it's the
and
same
mindset
thing.
Are different things.
It's the same thing.
No, it's not.
Look,
mindset
on the defensive
of the
side.
Players is different
defensive
than play
side.
Calling.
Defensive side. Takes their foot off the gas. What do? They give up points.
That's on Keith Butler for
no, it's
bad
not.
Calls. You mean
no, that's not.
Play calling
no.
is their downside when they have
no.
leads. That's what you're
it's,
saying.
It's all about the mindset. Because
the mindset
still,
of the players is not affected by the play
yes,
calling.
Yes, it does.
The play calling is different than the players having
so you're
the
gonna,
mindset.
So you're going to say that the running back depth
you were
is
saying
the
that running backs are great, but then you literally say three straight runs. They didn't pick up a first.
Yeah, because
so
of that mindset. Because look, when you're up 17, you're just going to run the ball three straight times on
no,
the middle.
No, you're not. You're going to do play actions mixed up.
No, they're
not.
They obviously didn't against what? They didn't do it against Denver? They didn't
Denver
do it against
has
Philadelphia.
A good defense. Philadelphia... You know what? Carson Wentz is underrated.
Denver does not have – they're without Von Miller.
They still have Bradley Chubb.
Oh, yeah, Bradley Chubb will make or break the defense.
They have a great corner.
All righty. So this has been a pretty good debate. I definitely think that I don't quite agree with Colby to say that we would go all the way, but there's so many depth problems, but I still feel like with the Steelers, if you compare the Steelers to any, if you look at the Seahawks, if you look at the Titans, if you look at the Ravens, if you look at the Chiefs, if you just look at it single-faced from a talent point of view, I feel like the Steelers could pick up some depth here. So as I'm kind of leaning a little bit towards Colby here, you guys have some very last minute things to say to close it out.
They just need to play complete football games. That's all they need to do. They don't need depth. They have everyone that they need to be a competitive team and compete for the Super Bowl. They don't need extra running backs. They don't need another strong safety. They're fine with where they're at right now. Would an extra piece help strong safety wise? Maybe. But still, you got quarterbacks. You got Mike Hilton, who's rushing right off the edge to make a sack, to make plays. They got playmakers on the defensive side. They got playmakers on the offensive side. They have a complete team. They just need to put it all together to win football games late in the year, especially against more competitive teams like Tennessee and like Baltimore. And that's what's going to get them to their end goal, which is Super Bowl number 7.
In my opinion, the answer for running back depth, and by it meant that, is I just want another running back to come in instead of the other two. I say three-headed monster is better than a two. That's in the door. It's Jalen Samuels, who's not getting as many opportunities as he did last year. I think Jalen Samuels is a really good running back who could definitely make a difference. On the defensive side of the ball, if they could go out and get a strong safety or have Sean Davis play more snaps, they could be fine. That's just my opinion. The answers are in the door. It's a matter of getting the right guys on the field. I don't know if a speedster is the answer for this exact team.
Alrighty, I'm gonna have to give it off to Colby. Alrighty, King Colby, that was a pretty great debate. We had a great show tonight. And so, we will see you next week. We have two guests coming on next week, and we will see you then. Have a great night.
Bye.
Thanks for watching the Crunch Time Podcast. You can visit Colby on Twitter at CSherwin12, Cameron at CMac1873, Ethan at EMorrison26, and myself, Ian, at Ian_Cannoli. You can listen to the Crunch Time Podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcast, RMU Podbean, and you can listen live Wednesdays at 7 p.m. on Podbean.
The only thing is we're missing the 1 minute of sound.